Recording.
Hello and welcome to Gardens for Everybody. Today, Marianne and I are going to talk about succession planting.
Hello, friendly gardeners.
Yes.
We're talking about succession
Not
planting.
sexing planting, no, succession planting.
What is that?
Succession planting is kind of how it sounds. So we've removed some crops from the ground. So probably we've removed garlic and we might have had radishes that we've taken out, lettuces that we've harvested. And then we have this nice bare ground that's doing nothing. And we don't want to waste that space. We want to keep using it to grow something else so that we can have more vegetables that we're producing. And so we want to put something else in that to succeed what was there before to keep on growing so we have a new crop.
Very cool. Out with the old and in with the new.
Exactly. We definitely want to get new things in. So how do we know what we can plant, Marianne? How would we know what we can still put in at this time?
Yes, it's August, but we have a very long growing season now in Ottawa. So we can put in any seeds that have a 60-day from planting to harvest. And we couldn't put in two types of cool crops.
So cool crops, is that the cool type, like the funsy kind of like sunglasses type, or is it, I know it's cool weather crops. I get it. It's cool weather crops. And so what are the cool weather crops?
We have two types. We can put some in that are from seed that have a shorter than 60-day from seed to harvest, that like the cool nights. And then we have others which we start indoors in the middle of summer and we plant out as bedding plants.
So these are crops that prefer the cooler weather, and so the cool seed crops would be the radishes, the lettuce, and the spinach.
Oh yes, spinach will just bolt, so will lettuce in this heat.
Right. So they're okay with a bit of heat during the day, though. They just need it a little bit cooler at night.
Right, which we will get sometime soon.
I mean, it's really very hot right now and not raining, so it's a difficult time. Can we still try putting in some of those plants now, do you think?
No, we will have to wait until the night temperatures are below 20.
Right, so below 20, so that's quite a lot cooler than it is right now.
Yes, but the radishes can go in.
Right, you think radishes will be okay even with the warmer temperatures right now? Yeah.
But we could put the seeds of the lettuce or the spinach in the ground if we know that in 3 or 4 days the night temperatures are dropping under 20.
Yeah, because I guess the point is they're going to germinate. They need the warmth to germinate and water, of course. So we'll have to water them because it's not going to rain as far as we know right now. And then the thing with the radishes is they'll still be growing in the ground and they won't actually go to seed, whereas the lettuce and spinach could go to seed too quickly.
Well, and lettuce and spinach are annuals, so they actually flower the first year of their
Yes,
life,
yeah.
whereas radishes are biennial.
Yeah, so we just get the root crop, which is what we want. So we never let them go for that second year when they're actually going to flower the following year.
Exactly.
So less of an issue for them. They're not going
They're
to go
not
to
going to
seed.
bolt.
Yeah, and bolting is basically going to seed.
It is.
Yeah, there's a lot of terms in gardening, like cool, bolting, which have other uses in our language,
It's
but
true, but they
yeah.
do. It's like a bolt, like they suddenly shoot up a tall stalk that has a flower on it.
But it is very confusing if you've not heard those terms before and you're not sure what it means. And
True.
then it kind of makes sense.
True.
So the cool crops that we start indoors, though, those are really the brassica family.
Yes.
And that's because they don't have this 60-day growing thing.
Yes, they're longer.
Yeah.
So that's your cabbage, your cauliflower, your broccoli, collards, Brussels sprouts, and those can go in 1st of August if you've started them indoors, say in June, and they're going to thrive once the weather cools off. In the meantime, they'll get by with the warmer weather and they'll grow, but they themselves become much sweeter once the temperatures are dropping. And like Brussels sprouts are particularly much better after the frost has hit them.
Yes, so those you really do want to wait until there's been a frost before you harvest them. Whereas with your lettuce and spinach, you're just going to plant them when it's cooler at night and they're going to grow. And obviously you just pick them when they look like they're ready, basically.
Yeah, we pick pretty much every time we get in there.
Yeah, and but then the other seeds that we can plant, like beets, carrots, turnips, bush beans, zucchini, and those are going to be fine to plant and replant throughout the season. If we've picked a plant out and it's and a plant's finished, we can just replace that with one of those.
That is exactly what we do, and they're great because we have another 2 months worth of growing season left.
Yeah.
The limiting factor in the September, end of September, is the sunlight. That starts to fade, but the temperature is still warm enough for the plants to grow.
Yeah. So it's really the lack of sunlight then becomes the issue as opposed to the temperatures right now. Yeah, that's great. So our gardens can still be very active throughout the season and producing a lot more crops if we do the succession planting. And say we miss the window at the beginning of the summer, we can still plant some things too.
Absolutely. I think people really have to embrace climate change. We have a much longer growing season, so just go with it.
And it's longer because we're no longer limited by the temperatures, we're just limited by light,
yes,
the amount of light now. So that's our limiting factor as opposed to temperatures.
In fact, I have had brassicas like kale and Brussels sprouts and cabbage in the garden until Christmas Day when I have harvested them for Christmas dinner.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Imagine having fresh produce for Christmas dinner. That would be really, really incredible.
Unheard of when we were children.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about me. I was a child in a different climate, so... But yes, I can imagine that that would be unheard of here at Christmas time to be able to harvest your kale.
As a child, we had so much snow by Halloween. You were already dreading the shoveling.
Yeah. Yes, we're certainly not getting that anymore. Well, this is great. So there's actually a lot of great vegetables that we can succession plant now. And we've extended our season. We've extended our crops. That's great. It's really nice.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's just this heat. It's too hard.
Yeah, right now in Ottawa, I'm sure in many other places too, it is very hot. And more importantly, it's very, very dry, which is really becoming the major issue, is just how dry it is.
We need to really appreciate our farmers.
Absolutely. I can't imagine how hard that is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, goodbye.
And
goodbye, dear listener.
Thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody.
Thank you.